I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
Jesus, in his high priestly prayer, speaks to the Father. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. These are words full of love and care. The unity Jesus speaks of is not just the absence of conflict. It is a spiritual unity that flows from our relationship with God and is rooted in His love. Paul the Apostle expands on Christ's message in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Societies are divided politically, economically, and culturally. These divisions can easily infiltrate our communities, threatening the unity to which Christ calls us. But it is precisely in such a context that we are called to be witnesses of a unity that transcends all divisions. Jesus prayed for his disciples to be one. Prayer connects us to God and opens our hearts to His will. Prayer is our strength and anchor in turbulent times. In the third chapter of Colossians we read, Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Humility and love are the foundations of unity. When we are humble, we open our hearts to others and are ready to forgive and love unconditionally. In the 17th chapter, the evangelist John quotes Jesus' prayer, Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Above all, the truth revealed in Scripture is the foundation of our unity. Seeking truth and living according to the guidance of God's Word unites us in Christ and can give true meaning to our lives. Jesus sent His disciples into the world to be witnesses of His love and unity. In today's world, where divisions and conflicts are commonplace, we are called to be the light of unity. In the 13th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus' words are quoted, By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. In our daily relationships, let us strive to build bridges instead of walls. Let us support dialogue, understanding, and cooperation. Engage in the life of the parish community. Be active in prayer groups and pastoral activities. Work towards common goals, seeking what unites us, not what divides us. Let our daily lives be a testament to unity and love. Let us be examples for others at work, school, and in our families. May God bless us and guide us in our mission to build unity that reflects His love.